بيان كلمة جدا
جانا
أبكر لك بيان شاء نتشوت كلمة بسم الله بسم الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما تحب وترضى عدد ما تحب وترضى يا كريم. جزى الله عنا سيدنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون، وصل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: المؤمنون كرجل واحد، إن اشتكى عينه اشتكى كله، وإن اشتكى رأسه اشتكى كله. أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد. My dear respected brothers and my esteemed elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a very perfect deen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our sustainer. Allah looks after us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. And in return for all of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks from us that we obey Him. We follow His commands and we stay away from the things which He has prohibited us from. This is all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks from us. And if we do this, every second, every minute, Allah will give us millions of blessings. Millions. بغير حساب. Allah doesn't count how many blessings He's giving. Achabai, you've received your daily ration, bas ho gaya. Okay, you're supposed to get 100 blessings, you've got them. You're supposed to get 1,000 blessings, you've got them. Allah gives and gives and gives and gives and gives. Eyesight, hearing, heart pumping, blood around the body, breathing, you know, physical, my hands moving, feet moving, roof over my head, shelter, food, clothing, everything. Remember, it's all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything. Nothing, the human being has no power. We have no power. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. This phrase was given to our ummah as a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, this is from a treasure underneath the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. When this la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah was revealed, 70,000 angels came down with it. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Such a powerful phrase. Why is it so powerful? Because inside of this phrase, insan is expressing his bilkul bebasi. Main bilkul bebas hu. Human being is expressing his total and utter weakness and lack of ability to do anything. What does la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah mean? When the muadhin says, hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah, hayya ala al-falah, we say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Muadhin is saying, come to salah. We're saying there is no ability and no power except from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That I can't do anything. Oh Muadhin, you're doing such a good job of calling me to Salah, but I can't come from my own ability. Only if Allah allows and Allah brings me to the masjid. Every second, every moment of our life, we need to feel this and we need to understand this. Everything only happens through the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the sole superpower. Allah is the sole sovereign, the sole authority. When Allah makes a decision, nobody can go against it. If Allah wants to help someone, nobody can defeat them. If Allah wants to punish someone, nobody can help them. Allah's power. وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِذُرٍّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُ وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. So, in Surah Al-Kahf actually, I was reciting Surah Al-Kahf on the way to the masjid. I hope we've all recited our Surah Al-Kahf. It's the day of Friday. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, whoever recites Surah Al-Kahf on a Friday, Allah Ta'ala will create a nur for him from one Jum'ah to the next Jum'ah. And there are many other fada'il. The first few verses of Surah Al-Kahf and the last few verses of Surah Al-Kahf are a protection from Dajjal. So in Surah Al-Kahf, Allah Ta'ala gives a few examples, few parables, few misals. One of the examples Allah Ta'ala gives is وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا. I don't know if I've got time to explain all this. Allah Ta'ala says, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give the example to these people of two brothers. And the ulama say the two brothers from the Banu Israel. One was a Muslim, one was a non-Muslim. And when their father had passed away, he had left about 14,000 dinars. 14,000 dinar is a gold coin, entirely made of gold. One gold coin would be, I don't know, hundreds of pounds, possibly in terms of today's value. He left 14,000 dinars. So the two brothers, one was a Muslim, one was not a Muslim. They said, we'll separate it, we'll split it amongst ourselves. So the Muslim took 7,000 dinars. Non-Muslim took 7,000 dinars. The non-Muslim brother, he built a house for 1,000 dinars. He must have built a mansion and a palace, and Allah knows what best what he built. The Muslim brother says, Oh Allah, my brother has built a beautiful palace with 1,000 dinars. Oh Allah, I want you to build me a beautiful palace in Jannah. And he gave the 1,000 pound in sadaqah, in charity. Then his brother got married. And mashallah, his wedding, pomp and lavish and luxury, he spent 1,000 dinars. The Muslim brother said, Oh Allah, my brother has got married and mashallah, in his wedding expenses, he spent 1,000 dinars. Oh Allah, I want you to get me married to the Hurul Ain of Jannah. And he gave another 1,000 dinars in charity. Doing this one, every time his brother is doing something, he's competing with his brother. Well, his competition is not in the dunya, in the akhirah, because his goal, his maqsad, the purpose of his life is in front of him. Every time his brother is spending 1,000 dinars, he's spending 1,000 dinars. In the end, mashallah, his brother has built a beautiful mansion, married to a very pretty woman, and mashallah, has lots of land. And this Muslim brother has nothing left. Everything's gone. Everything. Zahiri torpor, apparently everything is gone, his hands are empty. And Allah Ta'ala mentions the blessings that he gave to the non-Muslim brother. وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ. One of the brothers, the non-Muslim one, we gave them two beautiful jannas. In Arabic, when you, something which is a garden, nice garden, you call it hadiqatun, hadiqa. And Jannah is like a massive, beautiful orchard. Not only does it have everything that you need, fruits and vegetables and I don't know, harvest and crops, but on top of that it has the beauty that somebody will look at it and say, wow, this is, you know, they enjoy it. It's so relaxing, it's so pleasing. Like you go into these beautiful gardens which are set up, means of beauty and attraction. So Allah Ta'ala says, we gave him two beautiful jannas. And جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ. And in that jannah there were grape vines. وَنَخِيلٍ. And he was surrounded with date palms. وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا. So there's two beautiful orchards. In between it we created a harvest for him, crops for him. So not only did he have these two beautiful jannas, in between that he had his harvest, his crops, his food. Because maybe in the gardens we have the fruits and you have the vegetables. But you know the crops, the harvest, the grains, the barley, the wheat. All of that was in between. So everything that he needed for his business, for his food, for everything was there in that. This was his pride and joy. كِلْتَ الْجَنَّتَيْنِ آتَتْ أُكُلَهَا وَلَمْ تَظْلِمْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا. And another blessing we gave him is that these two jannas, these two gardens, would give him fruit and crops all year round. But then the seasons, in one season you get fruit, and one season, you know, the crops don't grow. He said, all year round, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَمْ تَظْلِمْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا. This garden would never deprive him of anything. It would always give him fruits. وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا. What's that? وَلَمْ تَظْلِمْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا. زَرْعَ كِلْتَ الْجَنَّتَيْنِ آتَتْ أُكُلَهَا وَلَمْ تَظْلِمْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا. وَفَجَّرْنَا خِلَالَهُمَا نَهَرًا. And on top of that, we had created in between the two gardens a beautiful stream. That stream would go and it would feed both the gardens. It would irrigate both of the gardens. He didn't have to worry about a thing. You know, sometimes a person has a beautiful piece of land growing the crops, but rainwater doesn't come down. Everything dies. Allah Ta'ala created a stream there which was constantly irrigating and feeding both of the gardens. He had everything. And he felt that all of this was from himself. And I don't want to cut a long story short. He takes his brother into the garden and he says, look, you're believing in Allah, you're believing in the Day of Judgment. How has that benefited you? You've lost everything. I'll give us a question here. But look at me, look at my garden, look at my beautiful and all of this. And then to the extent where he said, وَمَا أَظُنُّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمًا. I have got so many things and I did it all myself. I did it all myself, my hard work, my effort, and look at the result of this. وَمَا أَظُنُّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمًا. I don't think the Day of Judgment is going to happen. And look at his self-delusion. وَلَئِن رُدِدْتُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي لَأَجِدَنَّ خَيْرًا مِنْهَا مُنْقَلَبًا. That if Allah Ta'ala returns me back to him, I will find even better than what I have in this dunya. He is so obsessed with his own abilities and talents that if there is a Day of Judgment and I go there, I'll be fine there as well. I'm fine here, I can do whatever I want. And if by chance there's a Day of Judgment, there's a God who created everything, I'll go there, I'll be fine, because all my abilities. He has so much confidence in his own self. Arrogance, takabbur. So the brother, he couldn't tolerate it, the Muslim brother. He said, لَكِنَّهُ وَاللَّهُ رَبِّي وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا. First he said, أَكَفَرْتَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَكَ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. Are you going to do kufr and disbelieve in the one who created you from soil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? ثم من نطفة, and then from النطفة, dirty semen. ثم سواك رجلا, and then he perfected you as a human being. I can't do this. I believe in Allah. لكنه الله ربي ولا أشرك بربي أحدا. And then the brother said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is possible. فعسى ربي أن يؤتيني خيرا من جنتك. The power of the believer, the power of tawakkul and yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I've got nothing now, but I know my Allah has the ability to give me everything. اگرچہ میرے ہاتھ خالی ہیں, میرے پاس کچھ نہیں ہے ظاہری طور پر, لیکن اللہ تعالیٰ کے قبضہ قدرت میں سب کچھ ہے. اللہ چاہے تو مجھے کل مالدار بنا دے. This brother had this yaqeen. فَعَسَى رَبِّي أَن يُؤْتِيَنِي خَيْرًا مِّن جَنَّتِكَ وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتُصْبِحَ صَعِيدًا زَلَقًا. He says, it's very likely that my Allah to teach you a lesson, because you're so full of yourself, to teach you a lesson, and يُؤْتِيَنِي خَيْرًا مِّن جَنَّتِكَ. Allah can give you something much better than this garden that you are boasting over, that you have so much arrogance over. وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ. And you know this beautiful garden of yours, Allah can totally destroy it by sending thunderbolts from the sky. فَتُصْبِحَ صَعِيدًا زَلَقًا. You'll wake up in the morning, there'll be nothing left. صَعِيدًا, chatyal maidan, totally plain and empty, devoid of everything. زَلَقًا, it doesn't even have the roots of the plants. When you destroy a place, but there's roots there, so it can regrow. He's saying, my Allah has the power to totally wipe your garden away. Not even the roots will be left so that you can regrow it. أَوْ يُصْبِحَ مَاؤُهَا غَوْرًا فَلَنْ تَسْتَطِيعُ لَهُ طَلَبًا. Oh Allah Ta'ala, what he can do through Allah's power is the water that falls from the sky, the rainfall, it doesn't benefit your plants. It goes deep into the ground and your crops don't grow. Your crops are not even benefited by this water. Meaning, you think you've got everything under control. You think everything is fine, but you need to realize all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَوْ تُصْبِحَ مَاؤُهَا غَوْرًا فَلَنْ تَسْتَطِيعَ لَهُ طَلَبًا. And then Allah Ta'ala mentions how he totally destroyed this garden. There was nothing left. And this brother, he said, Ya Laytani, Ya Waylata. He mentions that, and he was doing this with his hands. He was looking at his garden and he was seeing that everything is finished. All of my crops are finished, all of my harvest is finished. And then he's saying, oh, if only I believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If only I didn't do shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah Ta'ala gave him that realization that you have no power, no ability. He's thinking, my energy, my strength, my money, my time, everything I've invested in this, this is a product of my effort, it's going to be absolutely fine. He's not even contemplating, in reality, it's Allah who has given him the ability. So the point of me mentioning all of this is this, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Power and authority is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't have time to go on, inshallah, maybe after the sunnah, as I'll mention, 2-3 points, inshallah. Allah ta'ala give us the correct understanding.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
Thank you.
So there's just a one or two announcement. پچھ لے ہفتے جو کلیکشن ہوئی تھی 1,090 pounds, اللہ تعالیٰ تمام ساتھیوں کی ڈونیشنز قبول فرمائے, اور حاجی مہدی خان مرحوم کے لیے بھی دعا کی درخواست کی گئی ہے. ان کی فیملی نے 50 pounds مسجد کو دے کے دعا کی درخواست کی ہے, اللہ تعالیٰ ان کی مغفرت فرمائے. اللہ تعالیٰ forgive all of the Muslims who have passed away. And brothers, as we all know, the situation in Philistine is in front of our eyes. I don't need to spell it out to you. Many of us or many of yourselves will have a better idea of what's going on than myself. And sometimes that can be a problem. How can that be a problem? Where we're spending hours and hours and hours on social media. It's very easy to notice and to see what's happening there. You know, everybody is reporting it, all the social media sites, it's there. But the issue we have is with people spending hours and hours and hours of that time. I've seen it myself, I've done it. Go on a video, one video, one video. And then my wife says, have you done this in the house? Have you got? And I'm thinking, oh no, I haven't prepared for my this lesson. I haven't done this. I haven't read this. I haven't done that. Because I've been so busy watching videos. After watching 2-3 videos, I had a full idea of what is going on. I didn't need to watch 50 videos. So our problem is, it's in a sense fulfilling the desires of our nafs. The nafs enjoys talking about things. Nafs enjoys watching things that are interesting. And we don't realize. We don't realize that we're falling into a plot of shaitan, even though we think we're doing something good. What Allah Ta'ala wants from us, and what the Muslims of Philistine require from us, is our support, our assistance. Spending hours and hours on social media is not going to help anybody. Someone says, well, I put a WhatsApp status. You're not the only one putting WhatsApp status. Every single person is putting a WhatsApp status. Every single person is posting a video. Everybody is aware. What I need to do is make lots of dua. Remember istighfar. When a calamity, when a test falls upon the ummah, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran that His adab will not come upon the ummah as long as they are in a state of istighfar. Oh Allah, we have messed up. Not just as a single person, but as an ummah collectively. Oh Allah, we have so many faults. Oh Allah, we're doing so many things wrong. Our salah is devoid of khushu. Our worship is filled with riya and showing off. We are so lazy to do your worship, we can't even wake up for fajr salah. If tests and trials come upon the ummah, they're coming because of our own weakness, our own laziness, our own lack of fulfilling the rights and commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to take a stock of ourselves. We need to advise ourselves, our family. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Save ourselves, save our family members from the fire of Jahannam. Wake our family members up for Fajr Salah. You know, encourage our family members, our women who are not wearing the hijab to wear the hijab. Encourage those who are, you know, committing wrong actions to stop doing them. This is our primary responsibility. I can sit behind a computer screen for hours and hours just watching things. Of course it will soften the heart, but beyond that, what will it do? Beyond softening the heart, what will it do? Then it's my job to do dua, cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Humanitarian support which is on the ground, financial aid, whatever we can do to help, we do it. Be people of action. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu used to say, نَحْنُ نَحْتَاجُ إِلَىٰ رِجَالٍ. He would say that we are in need of people who are active, not people who just say things. Everybody now is saying, talking. Subhanallah, you go on the WhatsApp, bombarded messages. Very good awareness. Beyond awareness, there is no need for us to spend hours and hours and hours on social media. Let's be productive with our time. Let's do lots of dua. Of course our hearts need to soften. Let's wake up for in tahajjud salah and cry in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, as I was talking in my bayan, you are the superpower. There is no power greater than your power. There is no ability greater than your ability. إِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِذُرِّنْ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّهُ يَا عِبَادِي لَوْ أَنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ وَآخِرَكُمْ وَإِنْسَكُمْ وَجِنَّكُمْ كَانُوا عَلَىٰ أَتْقَى قَلْبِ رَجُلٍ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْكُمْ مَا نَقَصَ مِنْ مُلْكِ شَيْئًا. So many ahadith we have from the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioning to us that Allah is the superpower. If you have Allah on your side, you don't need anybody else. And the Muslims in Philistine are saying the same thing. They are saying the same thing. We want the world to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us. We want the world to connect itself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One scholar just released a video or something yesterday or the day before, saying this is what the Muslims in Philistine are saying. That we want you to have yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that victory will come. That Allah ta'ala will help the Muslims. And for that we need to sort ourselves out. We need to make lots of dua. We need to recite Quran for them. We need to make dua for them. We need to give sadaqah for them. All of the different ways we can contribute. This is more productive, my dear respected brothers and elders, than spending hours and hours watching videos. Share, have you seen this video yet? Have you seen that video yet? Have you seen this video yet? How many hours go? I've seen it myself. This is what I'm saying. It's first addressed to myself. I'm spending hours watching the videos and I realize, oh no, I haven't done other things which could be of benefit to the ummah. The whole time I just spent watching videos. After a few videos, I already knew the situation. So let's be people of productivity, people of action, rather than people who are just fulfilling a dictate of their own nafs without even realizing. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah.
Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فيا معشر المسلمين اعلموا أن الدين عند الله الإسلام فالإسلام دين أمن وسلام والإسلام دين أخوة ودعوة الإسلام دين محاسن ومكارم فإن المسلم يعيش في هذه الدنيا لعقيدته التوحيد والرسالة فقد أخبر سبحانه وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين نعم نشاهد في كل زمان أن أعداء الإسلام والمسلمين لا يزالون يظلمون يحسدون يفسدون يعاندون فكأنهم قد ملأوا الأرض فسادا وملأوها ظلما وعدوانا وحسدا وطغيانا وإثما وعصيانا والله المستعان وإليه المشتكى والمفزع فقد أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لو لم يبق من الدنيا إلا يوم ليبعث الله رجلا منا يملأها عدلا كما ملئت جورا رواه الإمام أحمد أمة الإسلام والقرآن فقد أخبر النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث طويل عن أشراط الساعة منها فتح بيت المقدس وهو المسجد الأقصى في فلسطين عباد الله بيت المقدس معدن الأنبياء والمرسلين ومدفنهم أرض الشهداء والصالحين بيت المقدس مقر الأنبياء ومهبط الملائكة وهو أرض مقدسة مباركة بيت المقدس أما فيه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين فصلوات الله وسلامه عليهم أجمعين بيت المقدس مصعد للمعراج بيت المقدس وضع في الأرض بعد المسجد الحرام بعد 40 سنة بيت المقدس أحد المساجد الثلاث التي تشد إليها الرحال فعن ميمونة مولاة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنها قالت يا نبي الله أفتنا في بيت المقدس فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أرض المحشر والمنشر إيتوه وصلوا فيه فإن صلاة فيه بألف صلاة أخرجه الإمام أحمد وأبو داود اللهم انصر إخواننا المظلومين المستضعفين في فلسطين وانصر عبادك المظلومين في كل مكان وحين اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من الغاصبين الظالمين اللهم عليك بالظالمين والمفسدين اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم اللهم أرنا والمسلمين عجائب قدرتك في أرض فلسطين آمين يا رب العالمين أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأعلمهم بالحلال والحرام معاذ بن جبل وأقرأهم لكتاب الله أبي بن كعب ألا وإن لكل أمة أمينا وأمين هذه الأمة أبو عبيدة وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من كنت مولاه فعلي مولاه وقال الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام وأهله في كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معهم عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون Please straighten the rules of Idrus al-Maliji. Please ensure mobile phones are turned off while gaps are filled. So we're standing shoulder to shoulder and our heels are on the back line. Mobile phones are turned off.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى. ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى. سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى. بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى. إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة. أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت. فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر. إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم انت السلام لك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتمم علينا نعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الراشدين. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من عبادك الراشدين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. اللهم اغفر لوالدينا وارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى واجعلنا من عبادك الراشدين. اللهم إنا نسألك نفوسا مطمئنة تؤمن بلقائك وتقنع بعطائك وتصبر على بلائك. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام وأهله في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر المسلمين في غزة يا ذا الجلال والعزة. اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم ثبت أقدامهم. اللهم ثبت أقدامهم. اللهم قوي إيمانهم. اللهم قوي إيمانهم. اللهم وفقنا وإياهم لما تحب وترضى يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر المسلمين في جميع البلاد يا رب العالمين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله وسلم على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.